Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is John Sapper for Community Comment. What spectacular summer and fall weather we have had. It was one for the books. Sunny days, very little fog, until recently. Nice weather to sell real estate. But you know winter is right around the corner and we need to get ready. Or I think we need to get ready. I was telling someone the other day that I've already cut up my wood and have it stacked on the porch ready for those warm winter fires in my wood stove. Nothing much nicer than a wood fire when it's cold outside. He said, "You don't burn wood, do you? That pollutes the air and is very unhealthy." I replied, "Well, yes I do, and I also burn natural gas that requires people to dig a big deep hole in the ground to get at it." I smiled, but he didn't. I guess he doesn't have much humor in him. I also told him I got a nice buck deer this season, and I'm looking forward to the venison dinners. Fried backstrap and some new potatoes with lots of butter is all I need. He winced and said, "You shoot deer?" I jokingly said, "Well, I'm not very good at lassoing, so I didn't have much of an option." I asked him if he knew how the meat he eats gets to the supermarket. He said, "I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat meat." I replied, "Well, that's great. We also have a large garden and dry, can, and freeze most of what we grow." This seemed to intrigue him, and he asked, "Do you use pesticides?" I responded, "No, except the time I sprayed with liquid fence to keep the deer away, but accidentally grabbed the sprayer with Roundup and killed my fruit trees, berries, vegetables, and flowers. But I try not to do that very often. My vocal cords wouldn't be able to take it, and my neighbors don't want to hear those words." This was an interesting conversation, though, and I hope some of my inflection didn't come across in too much of a sarcastic way. But it was a little disconcerting listening to someone with all the answers for me and how I should keep warm and what I should eat. I should have asked him if he grew up close to Washington, D.C., with a little of that culture rubbing off on him. If he did, at least I would have understood his perspective. On another thought, I guess I could take his lead and not worry about getting ready for winter. I could wait for it to get cold, then go sit on my couch, wrapped in a blanket made of homespun yarn, put on my heavy wool socks and wool beanie hat, and nibble on a few pieces of lettuce, all the while praying for spring to come as quickly as possible. And if I got too miserable, I'd just call somebody to come take care of me. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.